In May 2024, we are gathering in Singapore for the Outpouring, our C3 Church Global Conference. I personally want to invite you to join with us in Singapore. We hear the sound of an enormous outpouring of the Holy Spirit for the next season for the church around the world. And you and I will be part of it, pouring our lives out on the altar together in Singapore. Every C3 church around the world will receive fresh fire and be renewed with fresh oil for a new day of increase across the whole earth. Young men and women from around the world being touched by God are seeing visions and declaring the future. This conference is open to the whole C3 family. Bring your pastors, leaders, board members, youth leaders, worship leaders, creative teams, business people, and influencers. This will be a historic breakthrough event. It's time for revival. Head to c3churchglobal.com to register.
Hello and welcome everybody to the C3 Church Global Podcast. We have a very special edition for you this week as we talk all things the outpouring, the C3 Church Global Conference coming up May 15 to 17, 2024. So with me today, we have, as always, Pastor Phil himself. How are you, Pastor Phil?
I'm great, Phil. Thanks for having us on. Hope we don't get too confused with all the Phils around the place.
No, I'll be Phil Jr. And we can call you the boss.
You call me Phil the Elder?
No, we'll call you the boss. Or sir.
Move over, Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, exactly. And then we've got some key players from the Global Conference team, the Outpouring team, on today, and we're going to be talking about all the details for conference to get you excited and inspired for what's coming up. So we've got Jacob Leung, who's on as the event director for the conference. How are you, Jacob?
I'm doing so well now. Good to see you all.
Good to see you, mate. And then we've got Joel Burden, all the way from KL, who's service producing and assisting with events. How are you, Joel?
Yes, I'm doing good. Morning, Phil.
Good to see you. And we also have the wonderful Janae Evans joining us from Jakarta, Indonesia. She is our creative director for the conference, which is a huge role. Janae, welcome.
Thank you so much. Good morning.
Good to have everybody. And I know at this time of recording, it's quite early for Joel and Janae, so forgive them. But it's going to be a lot of fun. But I thought, What we want to dive into in today's episode is all things the outpouring and this wonderful conference that we've got coming up. It's the first time in over 12 years that we've had a global conference as a movement. So it's going to be great just to dive into some of the details. But we first wanted to start by just having a conversation with you, Pastor Phil, just around conference. Obviously, we haven't done this in 12 years. It's been a long time. So I guess initially is, why are we having global conference again? Why is it coming back after 12 years? I mean, we're all excited for it, but if you can just give us a little bit of a look into how this has all come about.
Well, Phil, thanks again for doing such a brilliant job on, you know, C3 Communications for the global office and putting together all these podcasts and devotionals and things that we do. But right now, obviously, your great task is letting everybody know about the outpouring. And why are we coming back together again after 12 years? Well, in a sense, Presence Conference acted as a de facto global gathering for C3. And I think it actually encapsulated and captured some of the essence and culture of what C3 is about, and a time of refreshing, a time of coming together, a time of resetting the vision and refocusing everybody on where we're going and what the Lord's called us to. I think it's really important to come together to see ourselves now as compared to what we once were, like 12 years ago. We're now in 64 nations around the earth. And so obviously there's a lot of different backgrounds and nationalities represented now in our movement. And to come together is going to be such a dynamic and extraordinary experience for everybody to see what the Lord has done.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're so looking forward to it. And obviously, we haven't called it, it's our C3 Church Global Conference, but the name of it is the outpouring. So can you let us know a little bit around that name and how that's come about?
Well, I think what you name a thing is pretty important. And to call it the Global Gathering is very administrative, I guess. And I certainly did not want to have people to come from all around the world for an annual report or something like that, that it can lend itself towards that. And I think what you name a thing shapes the culture of it. And as I sought the Lord and thought about this, I found myself weeping and excited and burdened all at the same time for a fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit that would give birth to a whole new season at a new level. And as I was in seeking the Lord, I had a quick vision. It didn't last for very long, but I saw it was enough for me to see rains pouring down, like drenching, not just a light drizzle or a pitter-patter of spats of rain. It wasn't kind of like a thin rain. It was thick and heavy and drenching the soils. It was pouring out on mountains. It was pouring out on valleys. It was pouring out across desert plains. It was pouring out across fields of grain. It was and sheep grazing on grasslands. It was just pouring out everywhere, bringing a whole drenching. It was the word I felt as I watched this, and I thought, my Lord, this is unprecedented for us. I thought we are going to see a massive outpouring of the Holy Spirit on people's lives. And I remember when I first started having conferences, which was Ozfire, way back in our Brookvale premises in Sydney. At the very start of that, I had a very long vision of that conference, of it getting set up like a tabernacle was being erected inside our warehouse, which was like golden sheets. And then I saw the throne of God being put in there. And I got so excited about what was going to happen. And I just saw people coming to the altar. And the Lord told me he was going to break hearts open to give them a call and a future in this time. And people would come on those altar calls and they'd weep and break open before God and find such a calling. And so I think that as these conferences are organized and designed, it isn't just a matter of service production and worship songs lists, and it is a matter of encounter with God to introduce a new chapter, a new season in the life of C3.
Yeah, I love that. And I remember those Ozfire days, Pastor Phil, and it's like, you know, it was between Christmas and New Year, wasn't it, initially?
Yeah, the craziest time to hold a conference.
Craziest time, but it was always packed out. And, you know, and conferences, I guess, have been a big part of our culture over the years, and these really special times where we've gathered, whether that be for presence or our regional gatherings and different things. But what do you think it is about these times of conference that are so valuable for us as a global movement, as a family of churches around the world?
Well, I think being physically present with each other is phenomenal. It isn't just the meetings, it's the lobbies and the hotels, it's the dinners afterwards, it's the bonds that are created. And Paul says in Ephesians, it's by the joints, by being joined and knit together, that the church grows. And so that is why the devil's always trying to divide us and keep us apart. And the need for us to be present with one another, it helps us bond. And I think from a personal point of view, pastors and leaders, they've got to have friends. And they've got to and friends aren't just distant pen pals. They need to be feeling emotional bonds so that we weep together, rejoice together. I think that's one big reason. The second big reason is because impartation happens when you're physically present. Yeah. Like Paul said to the Romans, I long to see you that I may impart to you. Yes. So I feel like there's an impartation that comes into people's lives that can take them to all sorts of new power encounters and to new gifts and to new abilities and to simply be refreshed by the whole fellowship factor. You know, grapes, I think, are the only fruit that grow in clusters.
Mm.
And out of that, we know, comes new wine. When we're crushed together, if you like, when we fellowship together, there's always going to be refreshing and new wine.
Yeah, I mean, look, and we're recording a podcast right now, aren't we? You know, you can listen to, you know, 100 different podcasts during the week if you want to, but there's something different about being together in person, you know,
totally.
In such a time like this, right?
Totally.
And so I guess with us all coming together, this is a significant moment. First time in 12 years, we are a significantly different movement than we were 12 years ago. Like you said, you've got, you know, so many different nations and cultures and, you know, so much life to our movement now versus the last time that we met like this. So just to come together now and to celebrate all of that is going to be so incredibly special. But I guess if you had one prayer or one hope for everybody kind of coming together in Singapore and leaving with, you know, with a sense of something or an experience of something, what is that in your heart for the churches and pastors and leaders and teams around the world?
Well, that's such a great question, because having a great conference is one thing, but what it does in the next year, 2 years, 3 years in churches and in leaders is the fruit of it. And that's really what we need to aim at. So I have several goals, I guess, in this conference and that people would go away with. And one of them is that I am so concerned about the rise of other forces in the earth, religious, political, every kind. I can't see any other way for the church to actually become a force itself again in a powerful way without the power of the Holy Spirit. And so I would like to see a whole new generation of young men and women, and obviously all those who are in ministry now, but I'd like to see a new generation of power ministries raised up so that people could go away saying, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to work miracles, to bring healing, to build the church, to create disciples, to bring people to Christ. I think that's one thing, a whole new level of power ministries. I'd also like to see a whole new company of apostles and evangelists. I think we have a great grouping of pastors, teachers, and quite a few prophets. But I think we definitely need in this hour evangelists who are equipped to win great harvests of souls to Christ, and apostles who will rise up and be church planters, and not necessarily creating new denominations or whatever, but within our movement, we already have several people who function as apostles and are planning new churches all the time. I'd like to see literally tens and tens and tens of new apostles, even hundreds, which would be amazing. And the third thing, I would like to see our praise and worship be breakthrough into a whole new dimension where the churches all around the world are like the gates of heaven. So heaven comes into earth and we can enter into those heavenly spheres. But that generally happens, I would say always happens, in the times of worship in our church services. I'd like to think that every Sunday morning people are encountering God and they're in heavenly places. And I'd love for all of our worship leaders and singers and musicians who are coming to get a fresh touch on them that empower them to take our congregations into those heavenly spheres. That's three that I can think of right now. I have a few others as well, but they're the three big ones I'm really wanting to see happen.
Amazing. So if you're a youth leader, if you're on youth teams, if you're a youth pastor upcoming, this conference is for you. You're going to be in all the sessions with us. There's no separate conference. You're going to be in there worshiping and being prayed for and impartation happening. So get there. If you're worship teams, worship leaders, worship teams, jump on board, because this conference is going to be one of power and significance for the future of worship in our movement, and the apostles and the evangelists. being sown into and those seeds of the future. So it's so exciting, boss, and can't wait for it.
Yeah, amen.
I think, and I guess off the back of that worship and creative, Janae Evans from TC Jakarta, along with her husband Alex, runs such a significant church there and are doing so many amazing things in the creative space. And so Janae's jumped on board as a creative director for The Outpouring. And so I guess just off the back of what Pastor Phil's been saying there, just around some of those elements and worship, Janae, what are you kind of seeing for conference and in all of your planning and dreaming? What's kind of been on your heart for that aspect of everything during the week?
Yes, that's a big question, but I am really excited, I think, about being able to, one of the things that I was kind of given as a directive is that we want to be able to tell stories. When I think of the outpouring, right, and we think of what is God pouring his spirit out onto, I'm still quite new to the C3 movement, but what I have seen and gotten to experience really is the beauty of a movement that is global, that is generational, and that has legacy. There's always people that are making way and making room for the younger generation to come up, to pouring into them and making space, and that every person is seen and loved and is cared for in the same way, no matter what. And so I think this is such a beautiful opportunity that we have, that we get to bring everyone together and tell the story of what God has done. And really my hope is to give a glimpse of the future of the movement as people come to this conference from all the spaces, from, yeah, the moment that they walk in, that they'll be experiencing what has happened, but where we're going. And so I am really excited. So there's different elements that we've kind of dreamed up and that we're working on. My hope is that we're able to get as many people from across the movement in from the different regions involved, that they, each person would take part and be able to add kind of another flavor and dimension and show that as we tell the story of just what God has done and our hopes for the future and what that could look like. So
fantastic.
So good. So good. And, you know, and because it has been over a decade since we've last met, the amount of stories that, you know, even just I think about 2023 and all the things we've seen this year, and you times that by 10, 11, 12 years. But then there are stories that are 10 years long, are 12 years long, and the miraculous church growth and community action and impact that's happening around the world, and the story of lives, families, whole communities being changed through every C3 church and every city around the world is so significant. So to be able to celebrate what has been and then, you know, rejoice at what God's going to do in the future. Yeah, it's really special. And I know I've been in some chats with Janae. Some of the creative ideas are wonderful. So it's going to be great. And it's going to be housed in an incredible venue. And I know Jacob and Joel were in Singapore a few weeks ago and yes, did a whole tour of the place. So yep. Jacob, Joel, tell us, what can we look forward to about Singapore and everything going on?
Well, Singapore is an amazing city. So if you haven't been, I'm so looking forward to you experiencing it. It's Asia, but it's also, I'd say it's very comfortable Asia. So you can drink the tap water is what I'm saying. How about that? Okay. So it's a brilliant place. And I feel like if you've been before, you're going to love it again, just because there's always so much to do. It's such a vibrant city, great nightlife, so much happening. If you are a shopaholic like my wife, you're going to love it as well. But the great thing about it is it's very accessible for all the countries of the world to be coming to, because it's such a hub. Further to that, it really caters for a whole range of budgets as well. So if you're looking for your 5-star bougie hotel, there's lots on offer. But also if you're looking for something a bit more cheaper, more of a hostel, or I know that they've even got pod accommodation, that's also an option as well. So we have some really great accommodation options all available on our website, so you can check out all those great deals there. But Joel, How good was the food in Singapore?
It was just amazing, eh? We had such a good time there. We traveled around. We tested all the food for the whole movement. We went and did the hard work.
Did you have chili crab?
We did.
You did?
The largest chili crab you've ever seen.
Yeah, I know that.
It was amazing.
Everybody's got to go there just to have the chili crab.
Oh, chili crab was so good. And there's also, we've got Chinatown. We've got Little India. You got so much good food on offer. And it's such a good place to explore. And also, I mean, just to add for families too, like it's not just, you know, a place for young singles and couples. Families is so good. If you're visiting with kids, you bring kids there. We've got Sentosa Island, you know, which you can do Universal Studios, the little white sandy beach. I mean, it's a man-made beach, but it's pretty good. It's clean. You've got cable cars, you've got the luges, you've got so much to do with young kids. Gardens by the Bay, the world's best night safari is in Singapore too. So it's just, it's safe, it's clean, it's so good to travel around. And if we're doing those connections, you know, post-conference sessions, hangouts over food, it's just one of the best places in the world for that.
I think another great thing about conference is the venue itself is in a place called Suntec, which is a venue which is directly above a shopping centre. So during the breaks, really highlighting that, during the breaks and not during sessions, you can go downstairs, you can do some shopping, you can grab a meal in between the breaks, grab somebody a coffee. It's just all underneath us, quite literally, as well as so much access to different transport options. You've got the train, the metro, you've got taxis. If for those people that may be familiar with Uber, Singapore doesn't have Uber. They have a thing called Grab. So make sure you grab a Grab if you need to get around. They're super cheap as well. So the venue is in the heart of Marina Bay, which is a beautiful part of the city. Can't wait for you guys to all experience it.
And Marina Bay Sands is the big hotel there, right? Did you guys go up there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we did. Totally. Yeah. So it's that building that has like three pillars with a curved boat on the top. I don't know why it's like, I don't know why they thought that was a great idea, but it's an epic, epic piece of architecture. It's quite amazing. So there's a little tip that we can share. If you go up for a drink, it's free to go up, but you can also pay like $30 to go up to the viewing deck, which is right next to the bar. We can talk about bars, right, on this podcast. We are. You can buy a water or a sparkling water at the bar. And so that's the trick. Don't pay for the observation deck. Go up, get a drink of your choice, and you don't pay. You only pay for the drink.
That's very the money-saving nice. Tip.
It's the money-saving tip. And then if you're – so, and then I guess all of these different attractions, where if people are thinking about accommodation and the city and proximity to different things, how close is kind of the venue to good hotels to the food markets and Marina Bay and all that sort of thing?
I mean, everything in Singapore is a small city. So you're talking 20 minutes max to drive, you know, even from one end of the city to the other. So – everything is really accessible. If you're looking on a map, check out a map of Singapore and look where Suntec is. It is right in the central district where you'd want to be. So anywhere within the sphere around that is going to be absolutely fine. And like we said, you can get around it so easily. You can book a Grab. It'll be there in a few seconds and you'll be in the city in no time.
Yeah. All the accommodation options as well that we've put online are all walking distance from the venue. Yep. So that's something that's just when you go online, you look at all the hotels, all of it's walking distance because, it's a very walkable city as well. So everything is meant to be super easy for all our delegates coming from all around the world.
Very good. And we've got it's not only just, I guess, the main conference, but we've also got C3 Kids, right, Jacob? So what are the details
for
families coming?
We have a kids conference, which is going to be incredible. So the age group is 3 to 12 years old, okay? So if you have kids, make sure you bring them. Now also, if you have kids that are under 3, we also have this awesome little space in the main auditorium called the Parents' Corner where you can, you know, have your toddler run around a little bit. Or if you're a nursing mother, that's a great space as well. So if you just need a little bit more of a cushioned space for your 0 to 3-year-old, that's the space to have it. But yeah, kids conference is going to be incredible. We're going to have lots of big inflatables to for kids to run off some energy. We have a great program. And the great thing about this conference, which I'm really pumped about, is this is truly a global collaboration of C3 churches from around the world. And so we have really our C3 Toronto team are really running our kids conference, which is going to be awesome.
So many of great team, like the best of the best from the C3 movement coming in. So Jacob, who have we got running all the different departments? It's exciting.
Yeah, it's so exciting. It's such a big global collaboration. So we've got Sarah Percy overseeing our hospitality. So Sarah Percy is a pastor from C3 Etopo in New Zealand. We obviously have Janae, who's with us on this podcast right now as our creative director from Jakarta, which is great to have Janae on board. We also have Amanda Gurnett from C3 Toronto being our worship director. We also have, like I mentioned, Marie from Kids, for Kids, also from Toronto. We've got like the band is super global. So each different night, you're going to see a different band and worship leaders from Africa to Europe, Australia, New Zealand, Asia. So it's really going to be an incredible collaboration of team getting together to pull off this entire conference. Obviously, we have a fair bit of team also here from Australia as well. So it's really exciting things happening.
And you know who you can't forget, Jacob, is Hans.
Hans. So if you don't know Hans, he is just a weapon when it comes to operations, and he's going to be really leading the charge in all things hosting all of our delegates, and he is from Amsterdam. So I'm sure you'll get to see him in his element.
C3 Imagine Amsterdam representing Europe. So it's going to be so good.
Rock Mutageki.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if he's overseeing dance, because I was asked, of course, but but actually, Rock is a way better. Rock from Uganda, my lord. He had a dance competition in his church, and they had 50,000 people come to the dance competition. What a way to outreach.
Wow.
I mean, that
really?
They are so vibrant, that group. And so they're going to be doing a dance there, and that'll be amazing.
So good.
Did you come first place out of that 50,000, Pastor Phil? Or were
of
you
course.
Third?
Of course. I'm surprised you even need to ask that question.
Yeah. Janae, have we got that in the schedule, Janae? That dance competition?
Yes. Putting it, we're making sure. We'll create the moments. We'll help create the moments for those things to happen.
So good. Because obviously we want people to serve as well, right? Because the great thing about this conference is we've got the best of the best. Like you mentioned, some of the guys from Toronto, there's guys from Sydney, there's guys from Europe, there's guys from all over the place. So you can jump on board and serve with all these guys, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is a great opportunity for people just to experience a new level of an event or of how we can run a church, of how we run church. And so, yeah, if people are really interested to learn more, get upskilled, we have so many different opportunities for people to serve. And we're not necessarily talking about full-time working for the whole entire conference. Maybe it's just, you know, helping out in our kids' conference for one session. Maybe it's coming and joining some of the production team for like the nights. So we have a range and variety of different opportunities available. So make sure you shoot us through an email and yeah, let us know if you'd like to join the team, because we would love to have you.
So good. And I know, you know, amongst our incredible global team of speakers and different ministries around that are within C3, we also have the incredible Mac Lake coming to be with us, Pastor Phil. So what have we got to look forward to with Mac? I know you did a podcast with him recently.
Right. Well, he is considered one of the leading voices on leadership these days. He's the father of Brandon Lake, who wrote that really great song, Praise the Lord. I think it's called that. But every church I've been to, and I've been to a lot in the last 3 months, are singing that song. And so, Mac has had quite a bit to do with some of our churches already. So he's well known amongst these churches. But he has a view that really resonates with our movement in terms of discipleship leadership, so that we're not just leading people and determining that's how effective our leadership is by the number of followers we've got, because our basic belief on that would be that leaders reproduce leaders, not necessarily followers. And so you can tell a great leader because a lot of leaders come from their ministry there, and that is exactly what we are anticipating Mac Lake will bring.
So good. What else have we got coming up in the schedule, Jacob?
Okay, so the schedule is really important because this is the timings that you need to know. So on the Wednesday, the 15th of May, 2024, if you didn't get the memo, we have our Pastors and Leaders event, which is happening at the venue at 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. And so this is great for pastors, leaders, and that's an invitation that's been sent out. However, we've got the main conference starting at 6 p.m. and they'll be finishing at approximately 8 p.m. each night. So that's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 6 till 8 p.m. And then our day sessions are 1 till 4 p.m. on Thursday, Friday. So, and we have a kids program during all those times that I've just mentioned. So yeah, that's the timings for schedule. So we really want to make sure that this schedule has got, you've got time to breathe, you've got time to enjoy, you've got the mornings off. It's a great time to connect, network, catch up with friends from around the globe and family from around the globe. So that's why the schedule is the way it is, because we want to just make sure we want to have time to enjoy also all the amazing food and experiences Singapore has to offer. So we definitely, when we're always planning a conference, we want to make sure that this is not like a 9 to 5, exhausting, massive conference, but it's actually a time for you to feel refreshed, rejuvenated, and that you can enjoy the entire conference and soak it all in.
Perfect. So good. So good. So people hang out in the morning, go get coffee, eat with people, catch up, and then head to conference after. So is there food included in parts of the conference, Jacob, or is that kind of go and do it beforehand?
Yeah, so the conference schedule, we've really tried to make it around mealtime. So with the 1 o'clock start, so make sure you grab lunch from downstairs or from your hotel before you get there. The Pastors Leaders Day on the Wednesday does have some food elements to it. But then the reason we have that 4 till 6 break is that you can either grab an early dinner. But the great thing about Singapore is it's really about late night dinners. That's what Asian culture is all about. So don't worry, nothing's going to be closed at 8 p.m. If you're like a first timer in Singapore, things really don't close until, you know, midnight. So it's, yeah, not uncommon to have dinner at, you know, 10 p.m. And if you had dinner at 4 p.m., why not go grab a second dinner?
Second dinner. I know you love second dinner, Jacob.
Such a hobbit.
Such a hobbit. And so Joel, with that schedule being the way that it is, when would you suggest kind of people arrive? I guess if you're a pastor or a leader, you've got the Wednesday.
Yeah, totally. Get there in the Wednesday. Pastors and leaders is definitely the Wednesday time. I think also if you're traveling from around the world, you're not a pastor and leader, then just come on in early and have a look around Singapore on the Wednesday too. I mean, there's so many great things to catch up and get your bearings and start to enjoy the city. So yeah, get there early, find the best spots, and then you can be the one who takes everybody around and leads the charge on where to have dinner, where to have coffee, and how to catch up with people. So yeah, Wednesday's a really great time to arrive.
Yeah. So get in the Tuesday night or the Wednesday morning, enjoy Singapore. You can hang around on the Saturday and then fly out if you need to get back to church,
yeah,
all
sure,
of that
stay
sort
on.
Of thing in time.
Yeah.
And then there's so many great spots around Singapore too, if you wanted to have kind of a holiday before or after. I guess, Janae, you're a local, so there's some great spots around Southeast Asia, right?
Oh, yeah, all around there. The great thing, it kind of like when you're in Europe, you can get other places quite easily. And I think the same is with Southeast Asia. So if you're flying all the way into Singapore, which already is amazing with transportation, with food, with just everything, I think you could definitely easily jump over, maybe see some friends somewhere else, experience the island life somewhere. Yeah, there's so many great places around.
Well, you can just hop over to TC Jakarta for the Sunday
yeah.
service.
Oh, join we in. We would love to have you.
Well, guys, it's been so good to just talk all the details, and hopefully for all of you listening, if you've been on the fence, book your ticket, book your plane ticket. We'll see you there in May next year, and we're so excited to just have the global family all coming together. But I might just do a bit of a round as we finish. I guess just that thing that we're most looking forward to about Global Conference in May next year, and I'll start with you, Janae. What are you most looking forward to for next year?
Oh, man. That's hard to pick one, but I think I'm really excited just to experience the different, I guess, flavors of the movement from the different, you know, regions and people coming in, and us really being able to highlight those things too. So I think that that's probably one of the biggest things I'm excited about.
Nice. Mr. Jacob?
Definitely getting the fam back together. It feels like it's been a long time since even pre-COVID that we've, since we've last hung out. So yeah, just looking forward to catching up with everybody. There's something unique about C3, and that's all the different flavors of people coming together. So definitely, yeah, getting the fam back together.
Good. And Mr. Burden?
Yeah, imagine just being in one big room again, under one roof, you know, hands lifted, God's presence there with pastors and friends and family from all around the world. That's going to be so special.
So good. And Pastor Phil, last word from you. What are you looking forward to? I know you are thinking about it. You're praying about it on a daily basis.
Yeah, just being with each other, being all together, and all these new young ministers that have planted churches in the last 12 years, they're all going to be there, and they'll get so encouraged and excited about a fresh vision for the future.
So good. Well, guys, thank you so much for jumping on today. Thank you for listening from wherever you are around the world to the C3 Church Global podcast. So many great episodes and conversations coming up with Pastor Phil and some friends in ministry from all around the world. So make sure that you like and subscribe and share this around all of our churches. And let's just inspire and encourage one another towards Singapore in May 2024. Can't wait. Thanks, everybody.
Hey, thanks so much for joining us. If you're a pastor or a leader, we'd love to connect with you. Throughout the year, around the world, and our regional gatherings are a great opportunity for pastors to come and discover who we are as a movement. Or if you simply want to come and be refreshed and blessed, you're more than welcome. If you're interested, reach out at hello@c3churchglobal.com. That's hello@c3churchglobal.com. See you again soon.